This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You will find a lot with converts, right? Particularly the male convert that wants to marry into the female, born Muslim. Mm. She wants to marry, he wants to marry her. And the family's like, no, because he doesn't have a Muslim family.
Mm.
Okay? Mm. I've seen pitfalls in that regard, but I've also seen that which, you know, pitfalls on both levels. Pitfalls to where the man will automatically assume that because he's not a particular nationality, that they don't consider him at all. And he's probably very, very religious. Like, he's probably amongst the most religious men that she's met and yeah. that they've ran into.
Right.
But because of where he's from, it's totally out. He's totally ousted.
Interesting.
And I'll find the opposite, which has a consideration to where the family, when they meet his non-Muslim family, it kind of coincides with what you said. Like, okay, there's drama with the non-Muslim family. The father may be an alcoholic. The father may not be in his life. He probably doesn't know who his father is. Mm. Therefore, those experiences pushed him towards Islam.
Right.
But do I put my daughter in that particular situation?
Right.
So what's a preventative measure that you would advise in this regard? Like you said, red flags, right? What are some things that a man should look at?
I wouldn't necessarily consider that a red flag. Again, these are circumstances that the person didn't choose, right? And it works, you know, it's case by case, because that person who came from that family could also be so much more appreciative.
Okay.
Of the girl's family.
Yes.
Of the girl. Of, the Islam that they bring, right?
Yep.
And then, forgive me if I'm like generalizing, but typically with non-Muslim families, right? Mm-hmm. The mother-in-law is not as invasive, mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. more hands-off, mm-hmm. right? If you marry a convert, typically, the mom is not going to be, I'm speaking specifically of like South Asian families. If you marry a guy from a South Asian family, right? I'm from Pakistan. Mm-hmm. The mother-in-law is going to come with certain expectations, this, that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen it as much when I work with couples where one is a convert. It's there, mm-hmm. here and there, but it's more about setting boundaries about like Christmas and like parties and this and that. And if the guy has the hikmah to be able to set boundaries while still being respectful to his family. But this is, Sheikh, you know this better than us, right? This is a struggle of converts in general. Having that balance of silat al-raham while keeping their deen and so on. And this is something you could speak to a lot more
than... Yeah, the balance of silat al-raham, keeping the family ties. I mean, I literally, that's what I went through. My mother lives with me now. And which I was gonna ask you, when does a man have to stand up?
Okay.
Right? Christmas, I had to just make things very clear.
Yeah.
And one thing, my mother, I mean, when I got married, she's like, I'm just gonna make this very clear. I'm not getting involved in your marriage.
Allahu Akbar.
I said, say the shahad the next, that's all you
right.
do.
Right.
You know? And
so among Desi moms, that's a minority. It's very rare for a mom to say, I'm not getting involved in your...
Okay, talk to them. First talk to the mothers, please. And then talk to the sons in this situation. The situation to where the mother gets involved with the boy that wants to marry the non-Muslim, the new convert sister.
Right. No, absolutely. So first for the moms, right? And I'm a parent myself. I have two of my...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Stop babying your kids, especially your sons. Stop babying them. Let them make their decisions, You're there to guide, but you're raising a generation of man-childs,
Mm-hmm.
So that's to the moms, right? To the sons. And this is something I've seen a lot within the Desi community in particular. I believe it's an Arab community, please, correct me if I'm wrong. And that's the idea of not, for men, struggling with this idea of bir al-walidain while balancing my wife's rights. And, I love my family, but I also love my wife, and I don't know how to create that balance.
Yes,
so I'll end up hurting one or the other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's it's always a push and pull.
Is that a reality that you have to accept the fact that you will hurt one?
You're not always going to the reality that you're not always going to please everybody.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's a safe approach.
That is a safe approach, yeah.
Right. I think that's a part of masculinity. I think it's a rites of passage, knowing when to choose mom and knowing when to, because there's other fish in the sea, son.
Yeah.
Right?
Like that. Yeah.
Right? As opposed to, I'm going to say this fish, but she's definitely the one that's compatible.
Yeah, right.
And just because she's not, let's just be honest, just because she's not, you know, Pakistani, but she may be Indian or maybe Bengali, or because she's from Nigeria and you're from Ghana, that is almost irrelevant.
Exactly, exactly. Right? And can you do that respectfully? Like, you can set boundaries, right? Sometimes, like, when I talk to young people about the idea of boundaries, they think it means, like, you know, being abusive towards their parents and saying, I'm setting this boundary. No, that's not what setting boundaries means.
What is it?
You know, setting boundaries means, like, knowing your principles, but being respectful to your parents as you set those principles, right?
Okay.
The first generation of Islam had their boundaries. I'm not going to worship an idol. I'm not going to do this. But they didn't curse their parents out while doing that.
Beautiful,
right?
Beautiful.
So that's our example. And you know, we're going to differ with our parents. Each generation is different, right? SubhanAllah, I don't know when my daughter is 7 months. I don't know, like, you know, by the time she's of marriage age, like, what the, you know, what the environment is going to be, what, you know, what the climate's going to look like. Mm. My thesis in grad school was actually on mate selection within a Pakistani American population. Mm. It was a cross-generational comparison. So I was looking at what our parents looked at versus what we look at, and the difference in methodology.
Okay.
And so this is one of those things, like, our parents' criteria is very different from our criteria.
Very different.
Yeah, right. At least within the Pakistani American population,
right?
So they looked more for cultural compatibility, where, you know, I'm, you know, first generation, like, you know, I love Pakistan, I love the food, but I identify very much with, you know, American culture as well, right? I can quote Fresh Prince of Bel-Air more than I can, you know, quote Junaid Jamshid or something, right? So I think it's what we've seen, at least among the religious crowd within that, is that they look more for religiosity over culture. And so that's a shift that's taken place.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
That's the convert falls right into that.
Because
I was going to say, as American, you know, even within Americans, I guess I would say, third generation Americans, the cultural compatibility will kick in as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
You'll find the Americans say, man, why are you marrying a Pakistani girl, man? Mm-hmm. Oh, you trying to be Arab? You trying to be, I've seen and heard that.
I think many of the parents, especially the immigrant parents.
Yes.
That came here, never thought as far as to when their kids are going to get married in America. They just thought of coming here, settling in and building in a life, making some money. Did they think of who their child is going to marry and what they're going to be looking for in marriage and whether they're going to be religious or not? Let's say there were no masajid and Islam wasn't as strong or prevalent and there weren't established Muslim organizations and whatnot. And they would have just got watered down and they would have probably ended up marrying someone that's not from the culture at all and probably not part of the religion either.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But now, alhamdulillah, with Islam being the common ground, that's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I think, you know, a lot of parents kind of miss out on on seeing that. They just want a little bit more. You can't grab it all. You can't have everything, you know. You moved thousands of miles away. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, this is a beautiful thing that's taking place. Right? Someone that said that accepting Islam and coming into the faith. And subhanAllah, my sister-in-law, she married a convert brother, and mashallah, like, they're doing well and they have kids.
Mashallah.
Allah mubarak, yani, and things move on.